India has dozens of literature festivals these days. My city, Kolkata, has three. But the Rainbow Lit Fest in Delhi this December was still special. It billed itself as queer and inclusive. In 2018, India decriminalized gay sex. This Lit Fest is part of a new India, breathing a little freer, a little gayer.
So this is a little bit adult content, but we undress and lie down on the bed. We kiss each other everywhere. I kiss his forehead.
That's part Indian, part Norwegian poet Vikram Kolmanskog. And this is Sandeep Roy in Delhi. Years ago, a friend and I borrowed videotapes from Frameline, the organizer of the LGBT Film Festival in San Francisco, and took them in our suitcases to India. We had a mini LGBT film festival in the living room of an activist friend in Kolkata. In those days, gay sex was still criminalized. There were no pride parades. Actor Nandita Das starred in the 1996 film Fire about two middle-class Delhi housewives who fall in love. Das tells the Lit Fest no one would utter the L word in those days.
I mean, I remember English dailies would not even use the word gay, lesbian, or whatever. They were really humble and they would say things like, "How does it feel when you read that kind of a scene?"
I don't think any of us could have imagined that one day we'd all be at a Rainbow Lit Fest in Delhi with sponsors like the Royal Bank of Scotland, large Indian companies like Godrej, multinationals like Deloitte. Corporate India is waking up to the importance of diversity, says Parmesh Shahani, the head of Godrej India Culture Lab.
I've done enough research out there that says that being inclusive makes you more innovative. It makes you more desirable to work as an organization amongst millennials, which is what everyone is targeting.
It might make business sense, but is there enough for a full-fledged Lit Fest? Festival director Sharif D. Ranganekar actually apologized that there was too much to choose from with parallel sessions.
So that you like one session, but you want to be in the other one as well.
A plethora of riches, writers, poets, activists. Famous classical musician Shubha Mudgal lent her support.
Why I offer my gratitude to the Rainbow Literature Festival for creating a space where diversity is welcomed and celebrated, not excluded and banished or segregated.
And diverse it is. Afghan American novelist Nimat Sadat talking about all his multiple identities.
Being both gay and Afghan and American and ex-Muslim and refugee.
While Jerry Johnson tried to escape the identity box.
It's about moving away from the boundaries of LGBTQ. And if I had to put myself somewhere, I would put myself as a plus. I am the plus.
There were lawyers like Menaka Guruswamy who had argued the case in the Supreme Court of India.
No matter what society thinks or societal or majoritarian morality thinks, the only morality that is definitive, that is legal in this country, is that of constitutional morality.
Mythologist Devdutt Pattanayak pulled up pictures of sculptures of cross-dressing men and women in ancient temples to show this was always part of life in India.
So the woman is dressed cross-dressing and the man is cross-dressing. And it is in the Meenakshi Madurai temple corridors. Somebody has funded this exercise. So there is a patron, there is an artisan, there is a thought behind it. It's not random. It is not revolutionary. It's part of life.
There was even a puppeteer reimagining a story from Oscar Wilde.
The priest tells me that my soul is worth all the gold in the world. In fact, worth much more. And the merchant tells me that it is not worth a crypt piece of silver.
But the real wonder of the festival was not just what was happening on stage. The real miracle was the people. The activists telling the story of the first pride walk in India 20 years ago. The blonde drag queen, the older lesbian in a plaid shirt, the intersexed activist, the young Mr. Gay India in a flowing coat and a choker talking to a grey-haired feminist publisher about coming out to his mother.
No, but what kind of conversation?
Because I came out to her almost 6 years ago, and it has been quite a journey for her as well to understand what queerness is about.
Human encounters in a world of apps. That is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Devdutt Patnaik.
You go over the rainbow and you reach a place where there is a pot of gold. This is the pot of gold. Wisdom.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.